Hey, look, I think this man's getting pretty excited. He's got every reason to, Adam Duggan. He's got a very promising horse here in Sir Elton, and I thought he won yesterday despite the track conditions. Michael Adams on the line. Adam, good morning. Congratulations, 3 from 3. And am I right in saying he probably wasn't entirely comfortable in those heavy track conditions yesterday, Sir Elton?
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, no, I think you're probably right. He didn't look entirely comfortable on the track, but they tell me they were sort of, it was a bit shifty as well as heavy.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the case. He just hadn't been on, you know, that heavier track, under race conditions. But but he certainly he's still got the job done, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. Hughie Bowman gave a glowing appraisal to the horse to the press after the race. But what did he tell you in private, Adam?
About the same. About the same. Mm-hmm. He just said, he said, pretty rare. He asked him, asked him to go forward early. Made a little bit of use of him. I love the way that he come back underneath him. Mm. He said, for horses such inexperience, it's really nice to see going forward, and that should enable him to get that bit further, which we think he will. Probably wasn't anything new to me. He's pretty well been doing that sort of stuff on the track, as far as, relaxing beside horses on their outside with no blinkers on. I think the blinkers just fired him up a touch, and yesterday was the time to take them off.
Adam, I understand there's a number of offers from Hong Kong already. Do you expect some more after yesterday's win?
Yeah, I'd say so. Well, yeah, they were bringing me again on the way home from the race. and texting me and that sort of thing. Which is, like I said before, it's a nice problem to have. But lucky enough for me, the owners are really keen to race him, and they're getting a lot of excitement out of the horse, and as we all are here, me and my team. So, I'm stoked that we're able to keep him.
Yeah, they're so hard to find good horses, aren't they, Adam? He didn't get to the races until deep into his 3-year-old season. Was it just a maturity thing, Adam, or...?
Yeah, look, he just had a few little niggles. He injured himself when we got him on the way home in the truck. He must have, kicked the back wall quite a few times, just the way his legs were. And he both back legs were like balloons, and his hocks were like balloons. And he'd injured one foot quite badly, and the hoof. And we got him back to the, I brought him back to the stables. I wanted to look after him myself with my vet. And we had him here for a couple of weeks, and we just didn't like the way one of his feet wasn't healing, and just the pain he was still in. So we took another X-ray, and a little bit of the bone was starting to die in his pedal bone, which is called a sequestrum. So he was off to have some surgery, very delicate surgery, and luckily the surgery went well, and all the aftercare went well, but it probably slowed us down about 6 months breaking him in. So, probably a bit of that, and just a few little niggles along the way. He's had no real injuries. He's a pretty sound horse, but that might have been a blessing in disguise, as far as he's been able to develop. And I'm sure if he went to the races earlier, he could have acquitted himself well. But I think he's probably not at maximum development, but he's well on the way.
Yeah, no, he's highly promising. 3 from 3 now in his debut prep. Adam, how's he pulled up, and are you thinking of keeping him going for another start or two this winter?
Pulled up great. I'm down here now. I actually just come down to give him a light walk and a trot on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I just put my head in his feed bin and see my reflection. He's licked the feed bin, which is great. So he's pretty tough and durable, which I haven't dealt with a lot of these sort of horses, but I imagine this is what you'd expect. So it's good to see of a young horse.
So will you keep him going then, do you think, Michael, at least from the start, Adam, another start or two at least?
Yeah, I think so. Just the time of year that we're in, obviously spring's out of the question. I'll just have a chat to the owners today.
Yeah.
There's another race on in 2 weeks at Randwick. It's a 3-year-old 1200 metre race, benchmark 74. So, providing the handicaps don't punish him too hard he could go around in a race like that. I think it'd be perfect for him. Mm-hmm. He got quite heavily handicapped for his wild win. So if they just handicap him on his win, not his ability at Randwick yesterday, you could probably see him turn up in a race at Randwick in a couple of weeks.
Oh, terrific. He's such an exciting horse. Adam, you're doing a great job with him. He's developing into a really promising sprinter, Sir Elton. Can't wait to see him again, and hopefully in a couple of weeks' time. Adam, thanks for joining us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Adam. 3 from 3. Michael, he's going places, that horse.